it is just the idea that I will go into the morning to Bradley's to get my newspapers, and Pat behind the counter will know my order and have it ready, and we'll have a bit of banter, because basically she's the sunshine and I'm the rain person, so we congratulate each other depending on the weather every morning. And you know, like, we can go into Malloy's, and Caroline knows it, the exact shoes my mother likes and doesn't like. I've got the boys in Supermax on a Gold Star competition, that if they can remember what's my order on Friday and Saturday, they'll get a Gold Star, not to mix it up. So it's just, and like, literally I can go to the cinema in 2 minutes.
That's true. Yeah. Less than 2 minutes.
And Will knows my order now, the manager as well. So like, it's just the fact that everything is so convenient. Because I lived in Manchester to do my degree, and I'd been in UCC. And you know, when you had a 20 minute break, you might go into the library and do a bit of reading. And in Manchester, it would have taken you 20 minutes to go from your lecture place to the library. And it was the idea that everything was so far away from each other. And having said that, I always felt Manchester was very like Cork.
Yeah.
That it was the idea that it thought it should be capital city, not those upstarts down in the south in London. And that even though it mightn't have fantastic features or architecture, it still had people, and the people were very accommodating. Whereas in London, you know what it's like in London, to just
like Patrick's, it's generic.
Yeah.
Big.
And no, you don't make eye contact and you don't talk.
Yeah.
Whereas in Manchester, you could nod at a person and like, you know, hassle. They wouldn't be wondering where you're trying to mug them or something. So
loads of Irish over there, is that in Manchester?
There is a strong community, but bizarrely enough, even though my landlady was Irish, I'd never actually engaged with them. I was coming from having done 4 years in UCC to do the pharmacy degree here. In Manchester, sorry, and so I felt I was a little bit older than the average, so I didn't engage as much, and, and kind of I was there really to make sure I got the degree and came back with, because I did microbiology the first time, and we came out in 92 where there was a mini recession, so we were neither use nor ornament to anybody. And so my dad said he always liked the idea of an independent profession that you could just set up on your own and do your own thing, and so he actually financed me to go and do pharmacy, which was what I wanted to do the first time, but I just couldn't get the marks. And back then there wasn't the same concept of going away to do the study. It was, you just went wherever it was local.